We're actually going to be talking about what I call it, leaving the land of the familiar. Leaving the land of familiar. Amen. I know we've talked about leaving. What do you think I said? Leading. I wouldn't be leading into the land of familiar. Negative. Leaving. Going bye-bye. Adios. Amen. Leaving the land of the familiar. Amen. Turn over to Genesis 12. We'll start there. Genesis 12, verse 1. You don't pull that up in the Amplified Classic, please. Well, that one's fine. We can start with that one. I'm going to tell you right now, we are not going to get done with this because Pastor Chelsea has got pages of notes. I got a couple myself because we started looking at this together and studying it. And I was like, son, this has gotten a lot bigger than what I thought. Amen. It's good. We'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word with like believers, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, we don't just come empty. Negative. I thank you, Father God, we come bringing our supply, pulling on that anointing that you placed on our lives as pastors for the church here at Spirit Life Church in Bullhead City. And I thank you, Father God, for that anointing that's on my life. I thank you, I yield myself to it. My tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this evening, not only my tongue, but also Pastor Chelsea's. And I thank you, Father God, we'll flow with you. We won't have our own agenda in mind, but we'll have what you would want, not only for this congregation, but also for ourselves, Father God. Because I thank you, I'm just like everybody else. I want to know more from the Word of God. That way I'm able to get further in life and I don't have to stay at the place where I'm at right now. And so I thank you for it. I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself. That's a good word right there. For who? Yourself. Amen. Amen. For yourself. I'm leaving family. And? They can go if they want to. But do it for yourself. Quit making decisions based on your family. Because what decisions have they made for you?
Amen.
Especially if it's going to help you and further your walk. In the word of God, in the kingdom of God. Why would I allow family to hinder me? Especially when they don't want to go where I want to go.
Exactly. Come on.
Go for yourself. For your own advantage. It's an advantage. Amen. It's an advantage to follow after God. Now, I know because I've heard it. Well, you preach a lot about prosperity and all that stuff. Yes, I do. I do because, number one, we've talked about lack for too long. Yes. Amen. Number one is actually, that's what God called me to do.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You got to know where you're called at. Now, don't get me wrong. We also preach on other things. I don't just preach about prosperity. Amen. Like we've been doing a series right now, the Salvation Package.
Yes.
You know, amen. We did a series on love, on joy, on healing. So it's all been there, but if we're getting sidetracked, amen, amen, amen. But it's not, don't get me wrong. You follow God, all of that obviously follows you, comes with it, amen. And so prosperity is a good thing. But I don't, one thing about it is I don't want to get you so like stuff minded. Amen. Because seek ye first what? And all these things will be added to you. You ain't got to go after things. You go after God and they're added to you. Amen. That's the greatest thing about the Word of God. You ain't got to go after nothing in the world. You go after God and things are added to you as you move forward with God.
Amen.
All right. That's where we're at. For your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Amen. I put down... Where'd I put it at? Oh, go to the NIV real fast, please. Go to the, yeah, that's fine. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's house to the land I will show you. Amen. And I wrote down, go from your country, and then I put in parentheses, the familiar. Then your people, I put in parentheses, your comfort. And then, and your father's house, I put in parentheses, your source. Amen. See, he was in a place of comfort. He was in a place of familiarity. However that word is, I think I threw a lot of extra letters on it, but he was there, and then God shows up because he's living comfortable. This is where he grew up.
Right. Amen.
He's got more connections than AT&T. This is where he grew up. He knows everybody. He knows where he's going to sleep every night.
Right.
He knows when he's going to eat. Yeah. He knows what he's going to eat. He knows where his house is going to be at.
Right. Amen.
The familiar.
Yes. Amen.
And then God says, hey, why don't you get away from here and go that way?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you pray for that person that just spoke against you?
Amen.
Hey, why don't you, these people right here, give them $20.
Right. Amen.
See, it's that familiar. Well, you know, I'm doing good. They look like they're doing well, you know. Why pray for them? You not hear what they just said? Kill them, Jesus. Amen.
No.
The familiar will mess up any believer. I put down familiarity. And being comfortable makes for a lazy believer.
Yeah.
Familiarity and being comfortable makes for a lazy believer. Why? Because, I mean, look at Abram. He was Abram at the time. He's at his dad's house. I don't have to use any faith. I don't have to exercise any faith. So that means I don't have to feed on the word of God now because I ain't got to replenish the faith I'm using. And that's why a lot of people have faith failures. They'll use their faith today and not replenish it. And then come tomorrow, they try to use it again, but none's there because they didn't replenish it. Because how do you replenish faith? Hearing comes from, or faith comes from hearing or reading and reading the word of God, right? And you can listen to sermons too, because whenever you're listening to, people I trust, I know I can listen to them, because what are they doing when they're preaching? The word of God,
yes.
Giving me scriptures. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. So if I use my faith today and I don't replenish it, and then tomorrow I try to use my faith again, well, why ain't it working, God? Well, what does the word say? Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, I know that. Okay, so what are you doing about it? Well, you know, I mean, I'm busy, God. You know, you see me working. I know, but familiarity... You know, comfort, it makes it for a lazy Christian.
Amen.
Or a crazy one, but, you know, whatever. It does make for, because being comfortable. Look at somebody that's playing sports. That's let's say they're a senior. And they've started since they were freshmen on varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they become a senior and they're like, we got tryouts for the team again this year. And what if that senior just kind of goes in there and just, I'm a shoe in.
Right.
It's my position. I already know it. I've been starting since I started and doesn't put forth any effort. You think he would start?
No.
See, just assuming that you, amen. We got to keep going. Get from your country. Amen. Familiar is easy. It doesn't require any effort. It doesn't require any extra, like reading and studying.
Amen.
Amen. Familiar is easy.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Familiar comfort is easy. Well, I know that, Ricky. Okay. But what are we doing about what we know?
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking to myself.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, I've been, amen. Amen. Moving on. Hallelujah. I'll read some of this real fast. Get away from the place that you... So get away from the familiar. Amen. Get away from the place that you relied on people or jobs. Amen. Right? That's what he is telling Abram.
Right.
Get away from the place that you're comfortable at. The place that requires no faith. No faith. And that's a bad place to be.
Yes.
You ought to... Every born-again believer... There should be, you can call it a faith project or whatever you want to call it, but your faith should be on something every single day.
Amen.
But what if I see it come to pass? Go after something else.
Amen.
But what if I see that come to pass? Go after something else.
Amen.
Never let your faith just sit there.
Amen.
Use it. Put it to work. You young kids, that's really something I'd be picking up on right now. I was listening to a lady today. She was talking about this little girl. Her mom had to work two jobs, and she is at home by herself all the time. And so her aunt came up to her. I'm going to tie my shoe. I'm disappeared. Give me a minute. I'll be back. That lady didn't say that. I did. And she told that little girl, her niece, she said, well, why don't you go work for girls or go do Girl Scouts? That way you got something to do throughout the day. And so she finally did it. And her mom actually told that little girl, she said, you know, I'm working these two jobs so you can get a good education. So you can go to college and take me around the world and show me the world. That's what the mom told the daughter, right? And so then this aunt told her that. She said, all right, so she went to Girl Scouts and found out that whoever sold the most Girl Scout cookies would win a trip around the world. She's like, well, that's it right there. That's how I'm going to get my mom, you know. And so she started selling these Girl Scout cookies, started knocking on everybody's door in the apartment complex. Well, the manager ended up coming up to her and saying, look, you got to stop. People are getting mad because she would knock on their door today. If they said no, she's like, that's fine. She would come back tomorrow and knock on the same door. Want some Girl Scout cookies? Kept doing this every day. Same people. You can say no, but I don't care. I'm going to be right back.
Amen.
Persistent faith doesn't give up on just because something or somebody says no.
Amen.
Just because it looks like the answer is no, why stop?
Right. Amen.
Why? Y'all remember that girl in Texas? There was no scholarship for her at all. It's actually my cousin, Tommy Thompson. It's the church that he's pastoring in Silsbee, Texas, the one mom and dad started. Chelsea went there with us. She was, how old were we? I don't remember. Anyways, this girl, she wanted to go to this college. Amen. And so there was no scholarship. She really didn't have the finances. Her mom didn't either. And so they prayed that she would get a scholarship or she would get into this college. Well, not that much longer, the college called and created a scholarship.
Amen.
Created a scholarship that they never had before. And guess who got it?
Amen.
Who cares if it looks like no? What does faith say?
Right. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. I know Rebecca's got amazing testimonies about her daughter. Amen. If you get a chance, ask her about it. Amen. The Girl Scout cookie girl, don't leave me over there by herself. Amen. So she was selling and everything. So finally he's like, you know, you can't be going to their house every day. And so he put up an office in the main lobby. Thank you. And so that's where she started selling Girl Scout cookies. But then she began to growing and getting a little bit bigger. And then Disneyland or Disney World, or which is the biggest one, Walt Disney, Disney, or Disney, maybe it's Disney, one of them Disneys, actually came up to her and said, because she sold over, like she broke all the records, and got her mom a trip all around the world with her, won it,
amen,
as 13-year-old girl. That was doing nothing, but got on her faith and started using her faith. And then Disney showed up and said, hey, we want to make a movie about you. Not about you yourself, but about how you sell these Girl Scout cookies. And so they used that video to teach everybody that works for Disney how to sell stuff.
Amen.
And every time they started using it, she started getting royalties off of it. 13-year-old girl. And then what about that 16-year-old from California that ended up getting a house? Because T.D. Jakes, remember, he was just asking the youth one day, he said, well, what do you want for Christmas or whatever? And that one kid said, I got it. He said, what? Well, I got a house. What do you mean you got a house? I believe God for a house. I got a house. What do you mean? I believe God for a house. I got a house. And he had the title to it. 16-year-old. Well, I'm too old for that. Why? What is faith? Is faith an age thing? You have to be this old to be able to use your faith? Who can use faith? And so he said, yeah. He said, well, what are you going to do with it? Well, he said, well, I'm actually going to give it to my mom. He said, well, what are you going to do then? He said, well, then I'm going to get a mansion. Number one, he understands the law of seed time and harvest, obviously. But he also understands faith. And faith does not have an age limit with it. Amen. Faith will go after exactly what it goes after, what belongs to it. Because it knows what belongs to it, and it'll get it every single time. It's not afraid to go after big things. It's not afraid to go after the impossible. Because with God, what? All things, but we don't really understand that sometimes, because we'll see something and it looks real big, and the familiarity of life says you can't have that, and so we'll just back off and allow our comfort, you know. But if I go, look how big that is. It's like whenever I got the truck, you know, people just they're just people. If they don't understand, let the ignorant be ignorant still, right? First thing out of his mouth, God, now you got to buy 6 tires. That's fine. Faith got the truck to me. Faith will get the tires to it. And I understand that. Everybody else might not understand it. You know, I used to look at big houses going, man, if we got that big house, what's the electric? What's the water? Well, if faith got the house to you, what will faith do while you're in the house? But we want to get lazy sometimes. We want to use our faith and say, we got it. And then just sit back and relax on it. That's what the Israelites did. And how many of them got into the promised land? None of them, except two. And even when they got into it, there were still some of them lazy. Because they was like, oh, how long until we can't get our land? And I believe it was Caleb or Joshua said, well, I got like, there's so many acres on this land that I have right here. Y'all can just pick what you want, or you can go receive what God gave you. Amen. Don't ever get in a place that requires no faith, right?
Amen.
The place that you can look to family and friends to help you get out of whatever you're in instead of looking to God. That's a place of familiarity.
Yes. Amen.
It's a place of comfort. Yep. Well, it's fine. You know, if I can't pay my bills this month, I'll just call my cousin. What about God? See, we've used the system so much, that's the first reaction to a lot of people. Well, I'll see what the bank will owe me. Well, I'll see what I can sell. Amen. Well, what about believing God for something? Well, I'm not there yet. That is fine. Can you believe God for $5 a week then?
Right. Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
And have we started believing God for $5 a week then?
Amen.
Because see, it's easy to talk about faith. I had to get on myself. Amen. I did. Because I was like, what have you claimed lately, Ricky?
Right.
You know, it talks about people believing God, like the one that started the orphanage. It took all the faith he had to believe God for $1. $1, all the faith he had. But he said in 50 years, he could believe God as easy for $1 million as he did for that $1. So what does that look like? That's constantly using your faith and growing. So if I'm claiming money over here, believing God for either money or believing God for healing, believing God for health, believing God for victory, whatever it is, am I exercising it? And then once I see that, once the victory's there, do I keep using my faith for something else, or am I getting comfortable? Because that's one thing that's not good for some Christians to actually prosper, because they get lazy.
Yes, amen.
Well, I made it. I don't need to read like I was. I don't need to study like I was. I don't need to go after things like I was. Number one, you're selfish. Because it doesn't say nothing about you. It says, we're blessed to do what? So am I being a blessing then? Or am I hoarding? It's another question. You know, we ain't got time to go on that. You want to go real fast before I get wound up? Too late. I wrote down, he was comfortable with his surroundings. Amen. Faith does, once we get to a place, we do get lazy sometimes. Not us here. Amen, obviously. Amen. But some people do because they're like, oh, man. You know, I was struggling. It was everything. To believe God for rent, to believe God for electric, you know, to believe God to cure this headache. Whew, but I'm past that now. You know, now it's not so hard anymore. Now I can kind of relax a little. Yeah. Now I don't have to push like I was before. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And that's a bad place to be for a born-again believer. This is where he grew up. So this is what he knows. This is what he knows. This has been his life every single day. He knows this. He understands this. And now you just want me to go where you tell me? Will the familiar keep you where you're at because it's comfortable now? Because you're not struggling like you was before. And I'm not saying getting alone and things like that's bad. Amen. You need to be led. I'm not your Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. He was already established. He was already established here. He's good. He's got things. He's got some cattle. He's got a few things. He's got a wife. You know, nothing bad. We're doing good here. Right. You know, I'm not struggling at all. Hanging out with mom and dad, get to see family every day. Right. And now you want me to go over here by myself? Mm-hmm. I understand Lot's with him, but he ends up leaving. Because number one, Lot looked at a place. That's another great place or great spot about faith. Because whenever they got into a fight, his herdsman, he said, look, you go that way, I'll go this way. You go that way, I'll go that way. You that way, that way. Right? Y'all remember that? Yes. Amen. Me too. So which way, where did Lot pick? The best. The best. Why? I don't have to exercise any faith over there. I don't have to use any faith over there. That's familiar stuff. That's comfortable living right there. That's, ooh, I almost said that. Amen. If you like small houses, okay. All right. But that's why some people choose that. It's comfortable. Right. I don't have to use any faith for a tiny house. Right. Amen. Because once you start getting into bigger things, you got to start exercising more faith. Number one, you got to figure out what God said belongs to you. And it's just like being in school where you're trying to figure out algebra. Like this triangle times a square is an A. What? That don't make sense. At all. Whatever. Moving on. I thought it was funny. Your mama. But, so you got to get in the Word and find out what belongs to us. Well, that's hard. It takes a little bit. It takes you spending time praying in the Holy Ghost. But I also, you know, I'll listen to people that are a lot farther than me. Yeah. That have been doing this for over 60, 70 plus years. Amen. And I look at their life. And I go, all right, what's their life reflecting? Is it reflecting the Word? Or is it reflecting the world? Right. Amen. Where was we at? Comfortable. That's where he grew up, right? He was already established. He He probably didn't wonder what he was going to do every day. At all. Amen. Life was easy there. And like I said earlier, he had more connections than AT&T. Amen. He knew everybody.
Right.
If he needed something, he knew he could go down the road, talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, I broke this trailer tire. Can you fix it for me? Yeah, I got you, man.
Right. That's right.
Right? But when he gets out there on his own, he's got to start using his faith now, because God's just telling him, go straight and I'll tell you when to stop or turn. And so now he's having to use his faith for what are they going to eat?
Yeah.
That they whatever's going on, it's fixed?
Amen.
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 He obviously knew where he'd be sleeping every night. Amen. He knew that if he ever started feeling alone, depressed, that he had family there. Right? Feeling down. He knew family was there. Sometimes we need to have the audacity to step out. And you know what? I looked up that word audacity, and it means bold or arrogant disregard for normal restraints.
Amen.
Amen. And so then I was like, that's interesting. What does restraints mean? So I looked that up. Thank you. You're welcome. It says a measure or condition that keeps someone or something under control or within limits. That's what familiarity and comfort does to you.
Amen.
It keeps you where you're comfortable, where you don't have to step out in faith, where you don't have to exercise your faith, where you can kind of rely on somebody else's faith for a little bit, but that'll work for only so long. Because at some point, God's going to require you to walk in the faith you have.
Amen.
And that's for every one of us, right?
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead, please. Because if I get into those. Amen.
Amen. I think it's very clear. We're trying to get out of the land of familiarity, but it's good to know, are we in the land of familiarity? Do I need that little button on me to track? I need to.
Not bad. Thank you.
So he was talking about how Abraham had to come out of that land. And so we need to ask ourselves, are we in that land? Is that us?
Right.
Is that us? And I think when I was sitting there, I'm like, I can see it. I can see where God's telling us it's time to get out of that land of familiarity. It's time to put your faith out on things. Time to keep on moving in the direction that God has told you. Time to get out of that land. God's called you out to a different land. And so Lord, then let's do it. Let's do that. So hallelujah. Leaving the land of familiarity. Let's see here. Let's go over to Mark 4:16. And we have about 10 more minutes left, so I'm just going to kind of glance over this. And we're going to take a look at where we are, where our church is, where, you know, these things that we need to be, like Pastor Ricky said, it's not about us. It's not about us. Mark 4:16.
You know, it's really not about us. You know, because are we on Facebook Live?
Yeah,
cut it, please. Amen. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. We spent well over $3,000 on the light tonight.
Right.
Amen. Did y'all hear us complain about it or ask anybody for money?
No.
If we're blessed to be a blessing, then that's what we're going to be.
Yes.
We're going to try to reach the lost.
Yes.
The lost, not the people in the church, the people outside the church. And just sitting in here talking about what we need, what we can get, ain't going to do it. We need to be outside these walls doing things. That's why God laid it on our heart and laid it on her heart for Light the Night. What an impact that made on this community. Over 700, 800 people.
Yeah.
Amen.
And none of them had to pay a dime. That's what people are looking for. They don't want to go out and have to spend a lot of money on kids or things like that. But if we're blessed to be a blessing, then let's be that and reach the lost. I love how Jesse Duplantis says it. He says, look, you can partner with me or not. He says, that's between you and God. He said, but I promise you, every dollar you give to this ministry, that's a soul saved. I said, you go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank God for somebody bold like that that'll just go out and reach the lost. Amen. That's exactly what we're here to do at Spirit Life Church. Reach the lost. Amen. Not reach each other in the congregation. Amen. We're obviously doing good. We're here. We have our ups and downs, obviously. Amen. But it's not always about us. It's about the lost. He said to go out and get the lost. That's what we're doing. And we're being a great example the entire time we're doing it, though. Mm-hmm. You ought to see the people that you're impacting every single day of your life. Yeah. You might not realize it, but look at people that are watching you saying, oh, they're probably going to fail now. And you just slide right through.
Hallelujah.
Where we failed before, we're just able to walk right through this time. Why? Because faith and the word of God is getting us through every trial and tribulation that's trying to attack our bodies, trying to attack our life. The word of God will get us through it every single time. As long as I'm not getting familiar with stuff, as long as I'm not getting comfortable with the word, familiar with the word. Yeah, I know God supplies all my needs. That's familiarity. That's what it is. Whenever I go, yeah, I know by his stripes I'm healed. That's familiarity.
Mm-hmm. But, amen. Well, glory to God. Let's just stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. I only have 6 minutes. That's okay. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah.
Tell them what you told me earlier about